Fever phobia is nothing new, mind you. For centuries, it has struck fear into parents' hearts, and fever used to frighten doctors, too. The much-esteemed physician Sir William Osler, often hailed as the father of modern medicine, had this to say in 1896. Humanity has but three great enemies: fever, famine, and war. Of these, by far the greatest, by far the most terrible, is fever. But should we really be living in fear of fever? Was Sir Osler correct? The answer to that question is a firm no. A typical pediatric obituary in Dr. Osler's day might have read, "Tragically, at the age of 11, Johnny Smith lost his battle with fever." But it's important to remember that Dr. Osler practiced medicine before the role of microbes in disease were fully understood. It wasn't fever that prematurely ended poor Johnny's life. It was infection, possibly in the form of bacterial meningitis, pneumonia, or sepsis due to an infected wound. Fever, in fact, is one of the key soldiers deployed by our immune system in the battle against infection. Fever didn't harm Johnny. It was undoubtedly trying to save him. In Dr. Osler's day, an era that predated the wonders of antibiotics and vaccinations, sometimes even a vigorous fever response wasn't enough to beat back microbial invaders. Too often, infection won the war. Today, by contrast, we're blessed with a stable of immunizations to protect us and an abundance of antibiotics to knock back infections. Yet even now, we rely heavily on fever to aid in the war against invaders. There are two periods in life when fever doesn't reliably come to our aid. First, when we're newly born, when our biological machinery is bright and shiny, but just getting up to speed. And second, when we're old, when that machinery is winding down and the wheels are coming off as we count down our time on this planet. Each of these periods is a dangerous time to get infected precisely because fever doesn't reliably contribute to the battle. To state it plainly, fever is our friend, not our foe. In the countless hours I've spent discussing fever with parents, common questions come my way. What if my child's fever goes too high? Thankfully, the answer is that fever never goes too high, because it can't. Fever generated in response to infection is regulated by a part of the brain called the hypothalamus, which ensures that a fever never goes much above 42 degrees Celsius, 107.6 degrees Fahrenheit. A child's body temperature can go higher than 42 degrees Celsius if, for instance, they are locked into a car for a prolonged period on a hot summer day. That level of hyperthermia is undeniably dangerous, but it's caused by an external source, not a response to infection. Doesn't fever cause seizures? It's true that about 5% of children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years will experience a seizure when they have a fever. We label these events febrile seizures. However, febrile seizures are benign, which means that, as scary as they are for parents, they don't cause any harm whatsoever. They're short-lived, less than 5 minutes, and simply represent the electrical response of the young brain to a rapid body temperature.